Over 1 million tons of solid waste from Pennsylvania's hydraulic fracturing industry were sent to landfills in the 12 months ending in June. That's a lot. Rock and soil from the Marcellus Shale contain naturally occurring radiation. In New York, there's a moratorium on fracking, but that hasn't stopped some landfills from accepting Pennsylvania's fracking waste. And concerns in the Empire State are mounting about radiation from this waste. Those concerns are heightened with news that a lab that tested one of these landfills may have faked its test results. I'm joined now by Peter Mantius, a reporter in New York with the Natural Resources News Service. Thanks for coming on and talking with me about your article.
Good to be on.
Last month, a waste disposal business wanted to speed up deliveries to a landfill 80 miles south of Rochester. And this led to the Sierra Club and residents near the landfill asking for a full environmental review. How much waste are we talking about?
What they are asking is for a 49% increase in deliveries. In other words, they're not expanding the footprint of the landfill itself. They're just asking for permission to take it faster. This case, the Highland landfill case, comes a couple of years after Chemung County, which is a little bit to the east. They have a county-owned landfill that is also run by Casella. Now, Casella Waste Systems owns the Highland landfill. It is the operator of the Chemung landfill. In 2010, Casella and the Chemung County folks wanted to expand that landfill in order to take more radioactive, drill cuttings, I should say, cuttings from gas drilling in Pennsylvania. And in that case, some local citizens tried to make the argument that we need to have much more comprehensive testing of the drill cuttings as they come in. They're probably radioactive, so we need to have some very close monitoring of that material coming into the landfill. Well, the administrative law judge agreed with Casella, and the reason is because the DEC is not authorized to regulate naturally occurring radioactive material unless it has been processed and concentrated. And because they say that this material that was coming from Pennsylvania had not been processed and concentrated, that it was therefore not subject to state regulation.
So you have the state discussions about this, but there's also this situation with the wastewater treatment plant that there are questions about falsified water tests. And this is where the same landfill, the Highland landfill, where their leachate was going. And leachate is that watery runoff from landfills that can carry contaminants. Talk about that whole part of the story.
Well, there is there's a water testing lab in Syracuse called Upstate Laboratories. And last month, the company, Upstate Laboratories, pled guilty to one felony count of mail fraud in a case that involved, according to the U.S. attorney, 3,300 falsified water reports. And in a press release that the U.S. attorney issued in that case, he listed about 30 clients of this Upstate lab. And among those clients are, you know, a lot of different landfills and water treatment systems around the state. At this point, as far as I've gone so far, people are not terribly forthcoming with the information. In other words, if I go to the U.S. attorney and say, can you show me the 3,300 falsified tests? Well, no. And then if I go to the DEC, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, they are not providing a list either. Neither is the State Department of Health. So if the public wants to find out, well, wait, if there were 3,300 falsified water reports, where were they? Where were they done? What did they apply to? Whose water may be not as safe as they thought it was? We don't know.
I'm sure this is a money-making business. You list several landfills allowing this waste. Any idea how much money is involved here? How much companies are making, or communities, for accepting this waste?
I don't have the specific figures in front of me, but you're right. It's a big business. The drillers have got to get rid of this material And the fact that they have to get rid of it may be slightly complicated now that the state of Pennsylvania is beginning its own study of drilling wastes and the radioactivity within those drilling wastes. New York doesn't have any kind of a study like that. And as a point I make out in the article is that if Pennsylvania is doing a comprehensive study on radioactivity in these drilling wastes, if you're a driller in Pennsylvania, it stands to reason that you're going to want options in a state that's not studying it. And I think that's what's happening.
That was Peter Mantius, a reporter in New York with the Natural Resources News Service. He's written about New York's handling of Pennsylvania's fracking waste. And a little more information about fracking waste. The lion's share of the waste Pennsylvania produced in the Marcellus shale industry in the last year stayed in Pennsylvania, 915,000 tons, whereas 82,000 tons went to New York, over 100,000 to Ohio, and 10,000 to West Virginia. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan. You're listening to the Allegheny Front.